Marker.
Okay, 10-10, Pastor Paul. Okay na kayo? Okay lang to eat. I don't get distracted. Kasi ako, madalas kumakain din. Sa meeting, kailangan manginuwi. Di ba, Ram? Di makagana ito nang walang gumagana. Okay. Okay pa kayo? Okay pa? Good. Are you learning something?
Yes.
Pampalubag-loob talaga kayo. Sige. Thank you. Come on, Will! Let's do this! Pass the baton na kami. Okay. Budgeting. Ito na. Who's from the finance department? Yahoo! Thank you very much that you are here. Hence, you shall understand why we do what we do. If we are late or if we are... Thank you very much. There's so many things, really. I actually, even before we started early this morning, I was asking Miss Pinky if there were people who were handling finance who were in this class. Because you need to understand the bigger picture. And we understand financial policies that actually keep us in line. And that's good. We really appreciate that. That's what's good for the ministry. However, we also want you to understand our other side, where there are just so many things that can change at any moment. And so we need to have a little flexibility and understanding and patience. Okay? Sige. Oh, marami na akong points sa inyo, ha? Ako na abogado nyo. Game. Okay, when we talk of budget, the scale of money management that you need to do is dependent on the size of your event as well. Okay? If it's a small-time event, when I say small-time, yung scale is always the basis, yung attendance. If it's a small, like it's just a banquet, you don't need a whole team and a complex way of doing your budget. Simple lang yan, okay? Kasi you just order this, order that, ganyan. But when it's an event that involves promotion, let's say, it's a seminar, like yung mga Randall Chongson na ginawa nila, Marge. Okay? Where there's promotion, there's ticketing, you need to be able to project, okay, how many people should we target? Okay, ano yung, do we need to feed them? Do we need to, okay, how much do I need to pay for talent fee nitong speaker ko? How much do I need to pay for the venue? Once you've got that all together, divide your amount, divide it by the number of expected participants. And then, put a little padding for whatever other variables na pwedeng mangyari. Okay? I remember, may isang conference na Pastor Steve arrived yata just the week of the conference. And he saw where we were. He was able to visit the venue. And he saw the bleachers. Eh, alam mo naman, ang laki ng puso ng ating boss. He said, for 3 days, they're gonna sit in this cement? Di ba ang bleachers ganun, semento, dikit-dikit? Sabi naman, yeah, that's how it is. No, that cannot be. We have to do something about this. 2 days to the conference, what do we do? What do we do? I think that was ENO7. Because we had blue pillows, right? So obviously, nasa bleachers kayo. Nagka-blue pillows kayo. That was made 2 days before the conference. Yung lahat ng pillow na yon. So, see, if you do not... And mind you, he didn't just outright make that decision. He said, how much money do we still have? What can we afford? What can we do? And then from there, okay, can we afford to do this? Can we... What are our options? Again, informed decisions. Quick, informed decision. If you don't do your budget properly, you also won't know that, oh, we still have money. And as my practice, I work with Eka. Eka is your visitor in your class today because she works with me doing events for Victory Fort. She knows that the way I work is we submit a budget, a projected of how much we're gonna spend, right? But then every now and then I say, Eka, where are we now in our budget? How much have we spent? How much money do we still have? What can we do? So that even if in my mind I got excited about something, but when she comes to me and says, no, we went over already, or we're just about break even or something, I'm like, okay, forget about it. Kasi sometimes yung gimmick na gusto mo, gimmick lang naman talaga eh. It's an added experience for them. But sometimes you can get the experience another way without spending so much money. Diba? Yes. Go ahead. Mic down.
One of the main factor dun sa pag-estimate ng finances is the number of participants, right? Which one should we consider? The number of participants that can fit in a venue, or the venue, or the number of, rather the how big the venue is, that's where yung number of participants namin driven, or other way around. Bali tipong, this venue can accommodate 1,000, so we need to raise 1,000 participants, or we have 1,000 participants, then look for a venue. Which one should go first?
Okay. My personal practice is, that's why it's important in the initiating stage, you know your target audience. From your target audience, you already can estimate, that based on experience, that pag ganitong klaseng event, mga ganito lang ganyang kadaming tao ang pupunta. So, it doesn't matter if your capacity is 1,000. If you already know, it's a weekday pa. Tapos, ang laki ng fee because, let's say, it got affected by your speaker's fee. So, probably mag-a-attend lang nito, ganito lang. And that's what you target. It's better for you to work with a budget, with a realistic number of attendees, then to be ambitious and say, kasi tayo as admin, always tayo feet on the ground. Okay? This is on the record. This is not to say anything negative about our pastors. I love the fact that they're visionaries. I love the fact that they're faith people. But our role is to keep our feet on the ground and say, that's nice. But you know what? Here are our facts. Based on experience, this is what happened. Remember this. That's why it's good that you always keep a record of what happened during your event para may basis kayong pagbabalikan nyo. Okay? So to answer that, I hope I answered your question that it's not, the venue capacity is not your basis for the number of participants.
You wrote here the pre-registration plus 30% walk-in. Is this a standard already based on the experience you have? Because a while ago, your examples are fallouts. So which one should we consider? The 30% walk-in, it's an add-on, or the fallout that we usually have?
Based on experience, even if it's a ticketed event, 20% don't come, even if it's ticketed. For some reason, they just had something else. But you, when I say pre-registration plus 30% walk-in, this is considering that you promoted it properly and that you did your registration properly. We'll talk about that more after this. Dapat yun yung standard practice natin, na may plus 30% tayo with our materials, with our food, naka-ano tayo. And here's the thing, the 20% kasi is ano yan eh, it can be 20, it can be 15. Yung 20 na hindi dadating, paano kung biglang dumating? Paano kung 10% na lang? So, me personally, I don't play with that risk na, hindi, 20% naman won't come eh. So, I won't, it's okay, we can minus that, or plus my walk-in. Kasi sometimes they come late, they just come late, but they paid for it. So, you gotta give it to them. So, what I would recommend is, let's say you did pre-registration, you were able to reach like, let's say 300 people. You order manuals good for, let's say 375 or something like that, or 350. Look at your figures, what you can afford. Remember, ha, tayo naman in the ministry, we're never money generating. We're always here to equip people, okay? So basta naka-break even ka, okay lang yon. Do that. But yung 300 na to, dumating man sila or hindi, set that aside. Don't touch that. Because, in other words, that's been paid for. That's it. Kasi paano kung late dumating yan at wala kang manual? Maiinis sa'yo yan. And what if it's an event where you have when I say outsiders, you know what I mean. People who are not really from church. Sometimes they're from church, but they still give in to that, di ba? So, you wanna lessen the risk of your frontliners having to face that problem. So, set that aside. Don't touch that. Yes, Jeff?
So, you're saying that mostly on paid events. I mean, with registration events. Mm-hmm. So, I have a question lang. I want to know if this is a good practice and what's the percentage of adjusting, like making an allocation. For example, we have free events, acquaintance party. We have food. One of our policies that we implemented to help to make sure lang that we spend the money is we ask the people to confirm. So if they don't confirm and we just give the number of people a day before yung catering para sure talaga kung ilan yung darating, yun yung papakainin. Para, pero may mga tao pa rin na dumarating na excess eh. Kahit anong gawin natin, meron talaga. What is the acceptable percentage? Kasi if it's 300 per plate, that's still expensive. Like for 10 people, that's 3,000. That's a lot
dapat
of money.
Dapat 10% lang eh. Kung expensive siya, 10%.
10% is unacceptable. Okay.
And then what I would do is, let's say may dumating, nag-walk in, they're not registered. Right from the point that they walk in, especially if you've said na, please register. You've promoted it. That's why I said, dapat tama yung promotion mo. You've said it again and again and again and again. Kumbaga, hindi ka nagkulang. You've used all means of communication and still they didn't get it and they still did not register. Okay? You now have the right to say nicely, you know, you are welcome to our event. However, I'm afraid we might not have the refreshments that... Can I offer you just a drink? Offer them something else, maybe not your entire the meal, but can I offer you something else? Or would you prefer to come a little bit, come back in a few minutes to listen to the speaker pagtapos na yung dinner? You have all the options to give them, but in other words, this is customer service practice. Never say no. Never say no as in the word N-O. You say, I'm sorry. I wish I could do, I would like to do this for you. However, this is my situation. What's the best way that we can? Always ganon. So that it ends up, they feel like, oo nga, no, kasalanan ko, pero she made an effort. He made an effort to appease me. Pero sa totoo lang, kasalanan ko naman. Di ba? Alam mo yun? So they come out of it feeling like that. Sila may utang na loob. So to say. Di ba? Also pala, I was about to say something about catering. Never mind. I'll come back to that when I remember again. So, okay na yun. When you are doing your budget and you're expecting big expenditures, let's say your event, if it's a big event and it's ticketed, do your promotions way ahead. Let's say, couples getaway. Pag nag-couples getaway kayo, you know that the amount that they will need probably for the couple na is 10,000. That's quite an amount for them to just give outright. So you're thinking, okay, if that was me, can I afford 1,000 per payday? Can I? So which means I need to move 5 months before the actual event. From the 5 months, I need to move 1 month before that to actually think of when am I promoting it. So that I give you 1 month to actually consider your budget, start saving, yung ganun, so that they can start maghulog sa, di ba, whatever down payment that they need to give. Okay? Sorry, I know my Ilonggo thing comes out every time I speak Tagalog. Okay. A good rule of thumb is to break even when you have received about 70% of your registration. When you're a ticketed event, okay, kailangan, the way you compute it is that if 70, okay, if my target is 200 people, dapat the way I compute my expenses is based on 100, is based on 100 something lang, not the whole 200. Because there will be unforeseen things that you know you will need to spend. And as much as possible, we are all trained na kung pwede lang, self-liquidating dapat. Our events should be self-liquidating. Kasi it's not that we don't want to spend for a certain event. It's just that if we are able to self-liquidate, then the resources can be allocated for other things. That, you know, we really don't have a choice. Like when we do training for victory classes, there are expenses, but you really cannot, demand, you cannot charge people because that's part of your responsibility to equip them. Stuff like that. So just a better handling of money management is really to break even at 70% of registration. Okay, so your costs. Okay, sige, Jeff. Your conference. So dapat noon, nasabi mo na kay Joe, kay Pastor Joseph, okay, lakas loob ko nang humingi ng pera sa somewhere else. Okay. And okay, when you are I know when you're doing your budgets, it's important that you get quotations from different vendors. When you get quotations from vendors, do not accept a text or just a general email that just says it's about 200,000. No. You want, give me paper, or even if it's emailed to me, but a formal thing that, okay, I'm tying you down, this is your rate. Because once you've computed things, it's hard already to move around, di ba? Because limited na yung budget mo eh. And based on our experience in the past, kami ni Marian, what would happen is, last minute, oh no, a certain production number needed 12 lapel mics pala, ganyan, ganyan. At the last minute, they wanted this and that and this. Can we have fireworks here? See, if you do not have margins, ayun, work with margins. You know that this is your budget, work with this. So that if you have extra money in the end, good. Good, diba? But if you always when you're requesting for funds, finance people. I'm teaching them now. When you request for funds, it's like this, but try to spend this and return the rest. But it's less stressful for you. Hindi yung, oh gosh, something happened. Oh, nasira yung ilaw. I remember one time, I think that was a youth conference in Rizal. When 2 days before the conference or a day before the conference, we were told our air conditioning unit bogged down. Okay, what do we do? Pastor Robert and I are looking at each other. Okay, what do we do now? Conference with no aircon? Fans for everybody? What do we do? So they had it fixed, and then at a certain point, they're still delaying it. Pastor Robert already brought our own engineer and just to have a say. Are you really telling us the truth? Are you trying to fix it? What's happening? Stuff like that. And of course, a lot of prayers. And it worked. Finally, it did work. But, you know, you have those things when last minute, if you bring in a consultant or something, you'll have to spend. So where's that money gonna come from? So it's good always that you have that extra leeway to move, di ba? Your big expenditures usually when you have events are your venue, your equipment, your speaker if they are coming in from somewhere else because you need to fly them in, promotion and registration, of course. there will be different sources of income. Many times, if it's not paid for by the ministry, you will have ticket sales. But apart from that, we've had a conference where we had, usually ang youth conferences are sponsored. We've opened ourselves to sponsorship because it's a different game when it comes to the youth. It's not as formal, it's not, and to them, when you give them even additional freebies and experience, it just adds to the fun. Sa kanila, it's no big deal. So we've opened ourselves to that. And we've even had an event where we had to do a special offering. That's what we called it, a special offering. Which means when we looked at our budget, we were so negative, we had to do an offering again to cover for that. So meron, there are ways, but that should be looked at as, wow, super last resort. Super last resort. That's why it's important that you work with your budget. I gave you a sample of what you should be looking at when you're working on your budgets. Okay? You have an initial budget, a revised budget, and your actual expense. Always have a log of what your, I think it's Appendix D, of what your actual expense is. And then, whether it's a negative or a positive, have an explanation why, so that you can go back to it later on and you can say, we overlook that if it's this number of hours, the workers need this much water, and stuff like that. So it's good to always be able to go back to that. Promotion and marketing. Promotion, you can do brochures, flyers, posters, banners, all of that. The tip lang when you're promoting is that make sure that if you have banners or you have posters, this I learned from Ramir. He's very strict with us. When you promote something, it should be able to answer their questions more than bring in more questions. Okay? Let's say, as simple as a series or like a seminar. You cannot just say, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And then a venue and your time and ganyan. People will say, huh? What's that? What if they didn't read the book? What if they didn't, diba? You have to have a subtitle that says, learn how to accept and embrace each other's differences. Or something like that. So that when I read it instantly, I know now what I'm expecting. It's self-explanatory. I know now when I go there, okay, they're going to teach us. And sige, I'm interested. I'm in it. Remember that in whatever, however you promote it, a person makes the decision, majority, a regular person makes the decision within the first few minutes that they've actually heard your promotion. Immediately yan. So if you are unsure of certain facts of your event, do not put out your promotion. Delay it a bit until you're really final. You cannot afford to change things. Okay? It's a no-no. To have, oh no, we can't do that pala there. Oh no. Di pwede yon. The moment you promoted it and you said it, that's it. Kumbaga, panindigan nyo na. Okay? Kasi that's the way we work. Number 6 is developing a time frame. Okay. This is very, very important when you're managing an event. Today, time is a valuable commodity. Therefore, we need to structure our event times to suit the schedule of the general public. Let's say if your target audience are employees, refrain from doing an event that's a whole day and then 3 days pa. Kasi that means they'll be absent from work for 3 days. Labo yon, di ba? So be sensitive. If let's say students, you know that some of them have summer school, so make sure that your events are there in the afternoon so that they can only be out of school for if they really need to be out of school, they only miss like a subject, something like that. In other words, adjust. When you're That's why when we're doing discipleship seminars here, it's always in the evenings. I'm sure it's the same way in your case. Because we know that the people who are going to be attending this are people who, they are their parents from the home, they need to pick up their kids, and they need to bring them home before they actually can come to the seminar, or they're people from the office, and they need to log out at a certain time. So adjust your time schedules. And I am so glad that in Victory, and in every nation, we're so conscious about time. Kaya may countdown tayo parate, up to the last minute. And you know, we've really received feedback about that, that they really appreciate that, because it's just our way of saying we honor and we respect your time. So we know, we are grateful that you came, you're here, and so we will start on time. We promised you 4, we will start exactly at 4. Whether there's 10 people there, we will start at 4. There will be times when you have an event, tip lang, when you have an event where for some reason suddenly there's traffic somewhere, still someone has to go up on stage at 4 and say, welcome everybody. Immediately think of anong gimmick, anong pwede nating activity for them to, di ba? Go around, the first, how many people, do a game or something. Si Jack na matawa. Sanay, when you're hosting, yan, immediately just think of something to entertain them while you're waiting for people to come in. Diba? But as far as they're concerned, at 4 o'clock, you entertained me. You were there. Don't just, can we wait 15 more minutes? Oh, 15, 15. And then people are like, I'm going to start. We that's our reputation. And we will stand by that reputation. Okay? The 3 time frames that I commonly use are the working timeline, the program flow, and an ingress, rehearsal, egress schedule. What's a working timeline? Ito yung importante. That's your Appendix E, timeline for smaller events. And then you can just expand that based on how big your event is. But in other words, it teaches you to work backwards. Ito yung date of my event. Okay, when do I need to promote? Okay. Now that, okay, this is my deadline. I should be promoting by January, let's say, January 1. If I promote January 1, which means I need to start, if I want to promote this with a video, and my requirement is 2 months in advance, so I need to start working on, the video should be worked on by November. Now, from November, when do I conceptualize with the team? Okay, which means October. That's the way you do it. So that's why it's imagining. Okay. So, okay. Backwards. You don't wait, especially if you know your events coming up, whatever department you're from, start working already. And then make it your responsibility to go to your bosses and say, can I ask for a meeting by, you know, to plan for our event like that? We just need to conceptualize. And when you go to a concept meeting, already have ideas, because that's usually how they start. Yung i-feed mo na, give them, you know, possibly we can do this, we can do that. What do you think if we do this? And then that starts their creativity. Na, no, we've done that before. Let's do something else, diba? Or like give them information. Oh, in the past we've done this, and this. What else have we not done? This. So you give them choices, but at least get the ball rolling, kumbaga, way ahead. So that's how you develop and do your best. I'm not saying try your best. Do your best to follow your working timeline. That's why you need to make your timeline ahead of time. Because you need to follow this. Kumbaga, yun yung, okay, ito yung ating 10 commandments. Ito yung ating susundan. Okay, we will follow this. And so that everyone's just on track. Now, also aside from doing a timeline is that you do a program flow, which is your Appendix F. I gave you a sample of one session of the ENO7 conference schedule. When you're doing a program flow, up to the last minute, you cannot say, 9 o'clock, welcome, 10 o'clock, word, 11 o'clock, break, cannot be like that. You have to do step by step. Okay? Again, back to your imagination. Okay? Kasi, even with a structure like that, marami pa yan, may insert in the middle. So, as detailed as you can, just put it out there. Even if you don't have speakers yet, just start working on structures. And then, follow that. Another one is an ingress set up rehearsal schedule. Anong event kaya to? Probably an ENO 7 as well. If you look at that, okay, an ingress schedule, when you're doing your event, whether even if it's a banquet, when you already sit down with your caterers, with your suppliers, your vendors, whether they're gonna sell something, their merchandise or whatever, you already, in a meeting, set them down, okay, you need to be here at this time, you have 2 hours to set up, okay, how many hours will it take you to haul your stuff, bring it down, bring it up? All of those things have to be thought through. And then from there, what's important is, that's why there's timelines for us. Our practice would be 15 minutes before it's their turn to, let's say, ingress. Like ganyan. 12 a.m. to 2 a.m., ingress of JT stage. Before the 12 a.m., we're already calling at 11:30. Where are you? Nasaan na kayo? Asan na yung truck nyo? Asan na yung ano? Sige, nandito na kami, ha? And always, by the way, when you're the one in charge of the event, be the first one in and the last one out. Okay? Never leave your volunteers. Never let them also come in ahead of you. Always be the first one. So if you make a call time for everybody at 2 a.m., be there at 1:30. You want to make sure that everything is ready for your volunteers. Okay? So, ganyan. Practice namin, kami nila Marian, is that we'd call them ahead. Okay? And then, they have until 2 a.m. to actually ingress. PMX, we said, is on standby. So, whatever time they should be on standby, we're already calling them. Where are you now? Now, if they're setting up, while they're setting up, we're like naggers. We're like naggers. This is what we would do. Like in Ultra, we would just be inside our in Araneta. We'd just be inside our room. But we're always looking at our watches. And then, we'll say, okay, if it took them 5 hours to set up, in 3 hours, they should have finished this part. You go out and you say, okay, how come that's not done? And you call the foreman and you say, okay, how much more time? Remember, huh, your deadline is like this. And again, even with time schedules, work in margins. So even if you know you told PMX or your other supplier that you need to come in at 5 o'clock, already tell your the one who's... Kasi nagdo-domino effect yan eh. Once your one supplier gets delayed, the next one gets delayed, your rehearsals will all get delayed. Magdo-domino effect yan. That's why you need to nag them and say, okay, why is this not done? Okay, what's happening with this? Or like, let's say, or the truck got stuck somewhere, what you need to do is, again, informed decision. Okay, based on what we have, what can we do next? Okay, since wala pa yan, can I already paint part of this stage? Can I already do this? Can you hang this one? Can you do something else? Just make use of time properly. That's why it's important that when you're the one managing the event, you have to be there all the time. Ganun talaga yon. Because you have to be on the ball, you have to know. And you're the one who knows exactly, you usually are the one doing the schedule. So you've envisioned already at what point what's gonna happen, diba? So time frames are very, very important and they should be honored at all times. And work with margins so that should something happen already, diba? Kasi sometimes like ganyan, your suppliers are coming in trucks, the drivers will not have the mind to think, oh no, I should rush kasi I have deadline. They won't think like that. So have the number of the owners and call, letting you know, your driver's not here, what should we do? Send another truck, stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you know what? The people who are attending the event will not understand, oh, you got delayed by ganyan, they won't know those things. always, by the time you open your doors, it's as if, oh, we've been waiting for you for hours. We've been ready. Really, that has to be the impression. That's why even here upstairs, when we do our events, while we're preparing, while we're rehearsing, the doors are always closed. By the time we open the doors, or even in conferences, we play the music first, and then we say, go ahead, open the door. So that by the time they come in, the music's already playing. It's really as if we've been waiting for you for 5 hours. Diba? Di lang nila alam, meron ka pang inaayos na. Ganyan, diba? Nothing should be happening on stage anymore. If you had a worship team there, they should be off the stage. The stage should be clean already. That's the expectation. Okay? Okay. Okay pa ba? Hey. Also, I said, I put here in my notes, a tip lang when you're making your program schedule pala. Sessions should always be just about 25 to 30 minutes max for speakers. Okay? Because that's just, by science, again, that's just how long the average attention span ng tao is just about 30 minutes. If you're going 45, nagdi-dwindle na yan. Medyo may iba na yung hindi na pick up. They're getting restless na. So, okay? So, that's your average. Unless your main speaker can be, I mean, he's somebody na people are just so waiting and longing to hear from, then okay lang yan to be longer. But your other speakers can be shorter. Okay. Just a quick note on registration. When you're doing your registration, please make sure that the forms that you, because sometimes we have forms that they need to fill up when they register or they do it online. Please make sure that they're very quick to answer, very few questions, that you got the information that you need, and that every time you're receiving money, there's always an acknowledgement receipt that you give to them, just proof. And it's also for your accounting purposes, just so there's transparency. Okay? Also, prepare a database for your registration way in advance, because this will work easier when you need to reconfirm arrangements for your delegates. Okay. Also, when you're, of course, well, we do an initial registration, but then usually the ones running the registration are volunteers na after the initial ones where the staff are there. After that, it's all volunteers na. Make sure that you give them all the information that they need. Don't leave yung mga gray areas. Like there was an EN 2010 when people didn't know, were they supposed to register as Ortigas or Galleria? So there were people who came, talagang kaya nagkawala-wala, nasa na hinahanap kasi nandun sa Galleria. Diba? Imbis na Ortigas. Kung Ortigas, Ortigas lang siya. Kumbaga, in other words, just make sure that all your information is very clear for the people running your information center. And give them coaching tips. When we're attending to people inquiring, always be gracious, always smile, even if they're illogical, even if they're leaders and they're going crazy, you just smile. And just say, you know, I'm so grateful talaga. I had 10 years in the airlines. And it was drilled in our head that the customer is always right. Whatever they want to do, you still just smile. Even if she's saying, really, I'm so sorry. Kahit nakasalanan nila, I'm so sorry. Talagang ngiti ka lang. Pag inis ka na, tumalikod ka. Tapos mag-countdown ka, 20, 19, 18. Yan yung training namin in the airlines. Kasi you can imagine, there are even crazier people there. And even when they're answering calls on the phone, just a tip, smile. When I was in the events before, I would tell them, I want you to have a mirror on your desks. It's not for your beauty. It's so you see yourself smiling when you're actually talking to someone on the phone. Okay? Kasi, you know, have you realized that when you're actually smiling while talking to someone, kahit sa phone, naririnig nila yung smile nyo. Diba? So it's important. Naririnig nila yung smile. But in other words, from the way you're saying your words, they can sense that you're smiling. Okay?
Ako hanggang ngayon, may mirror yan dyan.
Okay, venue management. Okay, venue management. Pay particular attention to signages. Where can we put it up? Actually, when you're meeting pa lang for the first time with your venues, always ask for a floor plan. But believe me, most of the time, they don't have. Sa galing ng mga operations people natin dito, di ba, they're experts in AutoCAD and all of that. Probably we've done the plan of Araneta, of Ultra, of Rizal. We've done all their for them. And then they go, can we ask for a copy of your floor plan? But anyway, still, at least if you know that, kasi, because of that expertise and that technology, they're really able to go into an exact measurement of how many people can fit here, so that it's safer. So, also signages. Make sure that you have areas where you can put up your signs. There are clear directional signs. There are even exits. No, people will see that. They'll know where the toilet is, the cafeteria is. Also, provision for physically handicapped people. Yeah. Make sure that there's a ramp for them and there's a parking area specifically for them. Also, for staging requirements. Okay. It's not automatically just because you want to put up a stage, you'll say, okay, so that works. There are certain venues that will tell you, make sure you tell your supplier that there's something underneath the stage because they don't want to damage their carpet, they don't want to damage their, you know, or the board of the basketball court, because I think that's very expensive. So they will ask you to do things like that, put a tarp under, lahat. And then it would be good to always have an engineer so that the engineer who comes in, especially if he's a structural engineer, will know if the area is good for jumping. Who was there in the EN 2010? That was a nice experience, huh? Who was above? Kasi talon kayo ng talon eh. You should have seen. The projectors are going woo-hoo-hoo. And then you see some of the pastor's wives, because they were kind of there in that area. You see them start walking back, walking away from the... That was funny. But it was scary. At the same time, it was scary. We were just all praying. But see, we brought in a structural engineer to see the strength of the place, that it was really, ano pala, the way they structured it is really so that for earthquakes, it can move. But then sobrang earthquake naman tayo. We've had the same problems with PICC, Plenary Hall. We were told, stop jumping. We were also told the same thing by Star Complex, Star Theater. What's that? In Aliu. Aliu Theater, stop. Because the whole building was shaking. Okay. So, especially if you're doing a youth conference,